And so the UK or England was the next choice. And I had to find a place myself. Then I discovered, I don't know how, in which way, that there apparently was a department of electronics. This word electronics appeared there. The general description was electrical engineering. And there was a department of electronics at Southampton University. I wrote to the professor and he said, okay, come. So I went there in 56, yeah. Hardly being able to speak any English. I mean, I had the 2 years grammar school English where Shakespeare, this sort of thing was important, but we weren't taught to buy a railway ticket or something. And, well, I went then, well, I got in the end to Southampton on the ferry boat. And when I went to Professor Zappler to show myself to him, he said after a few sentences in my English, let's talk German, in fluent German. And then I heard from him that he was a born German. And
you didn't know this?
No, I didn't know this. Mm. And as a Jew had to leave Germany, was forced to in 1937. Mm. In fact, he was a major man at Telefunken, the receiver design department. And he immediately had a job then in England with Marconi at just outside London. Main place. Well, what is it? No, doesn't matter anymore. There's a funny story about him. Actually, I wrote a short biography of him, which is one of my hobbies as well. I think one should remember those people. Mm-hmm. And I admired him very much. He was responsible at Telefunken for the commercial military receiver design from onwards, from 1932-33. Then they divided the radio design staff and the commercial. Mm-hmm. And he did particular then, of course, with the building up of the Wehrmacht, the military stuff. Mm-hmm. And as at once he could do the same with Marconi, Chelmsford, that is. And the funny story is that in the war, in the Battle of England, or Battle of Britain, 1940, the war in the air, the German planes carried equipment designed by him, and also the British planes had equipment.